Welcome to Throwing Light. This is a special mini episode called A Light Bulb Moment. A few weeks ago, on our very first 7-minute book club, we talked about the book The Art of Asking by Amanda Palmer. Today, I want to talk about asking versus selling. So in The Art of Asking and in the podcast I did about it, I briefly mentioned how she talked about asking versus begging. I was especially intrigued by this because I used to be very beggy. I was really poor. I was really broke. And I had to ask for a lot of shit. And it wasn't, she sets up this asking make space for the askee, the person being asked to say no. With begging, there's a guilt factor. Like, they are screwing you over if they don't accept your request. They're the assholes. And I'm familiar with that to an embarrassing degree. And I think a lot of people are. We live in a culture that is terrified of asking. But we also live in a culture where we regularly come in contact with folks who, for whatever reason, feel like they have no choice to beg. And there's a shame attached to that for both parties. If you have to beg, you obviously feel shame. But if you can't give or if you choose not to give, I think there's a shame too. You feel the beggar's shame, for lack of a better. I tend to like human first language, so a person who is begging would be a better way to say that. But if you choose not to help, you might feel shame that manifests itself as anger or pride. You might think, I would never sit on the side of the road and ask for money. Or I often find myself kind of sizing the person up. Like, that person looks able-bodied. They look like they should be able to get a job. When in reality, I have no idea who that person is or what their circumstances. Even if you choose to give, you're likely to compassionately, empathically feel the other person's shame. And you might feel shame that we live in a society that has put them in this position. In a way, it bleeds over in our lives and it makes it impossible for us to ask for even the simplest things. Can you get me a glass of water? Can you watch my kids for the afternoon or take my dog out? Can I borrow that book? Will you support my artwork? We are terrified of stepping into the role of the beggar. So Daniel Pink wrote a couple of books. One I want to do on the 7-Minute Book Club called A Whole New Mind. And one, I think it was called To Sell as Human. And he talked about how a lot more people, specifically those in healthcare and education industries, are now finding themselves in the full-time business of selling. They're not selling something for money, but they are trying to encourage their students to learn or their patients to get healthy and exercise, or convincing your spouse to order Chinese food, convincing your kid to go to bed, convincing an apathetic world to care about the war in Syria, convincing your boss to give you a raise. These requests aren't created equal, but they draw from the same skill set, something that you can get better at with practice. No doubt there are some people who are just naturally good at it. But that doesn't mean that if you're not, that you can't get better. If the difference between asking versus begging is the desperation and shame factor, the difference between asking and selling has to do with manipulation. If I'm trying to sell you on my idea, then I am trying to trick you on some level. In a way, it's an advanced form of begging. And I think there might be 4 terms here, but that's not what Daniel Pink was talking about when he said to sell as human. When you encourage your clients to eat right, you aren't tricking them. I think there are 2 types of selling, or you could say there are 2 types of asking. Number 1, to misinform and to bait. Number 2, to inform and to ask. You do the first kind of selling when you're selling what is something that's not great, or when you're afraid that what you're selling is not great. That's how we're taught selling is. Mad Men patriarchy. I think I generally, everything falls back on patriarchy. The great admin of the early 20th century was a great way to make money to prey on fear. The second type of asking, or the second type of selling, is what we have the capacity to improve on, obviously. We are social creatures. If our kids are thirsty, we want them to ask for a drink of water, and we want our friends to ask for help when they need it. And I say that because before you can become better at selling or asking, you have to push past the resistance that we shouldn't in the first place. I think there are two things going on here. We have become a culture afraid to ask, not only because of the beggars in our society who genuinely need to ask, but also because of the tricksters in our society and the consumer culture we have built up around them. But now, more than ever, we have a responsibility and an opportunity to inform and ask for the things that we need and want, and the things our family and friends and fellow human beings need and want. It's not manipulative unless you're giving false information. It's not manipulative unless you force a yes. Does this make sense in the Throwing Light podcast? Because I want to pause here for just a second, but I think it does, because this is loosely about cultivating healthy spirituality or healthy life, living life to the fullest. As an asker, you and I have the right to ask. As an askee, you and I have the right to say no. The more we do that, and the more we tell both the snake oil salesman in ourselves and in our communities that we are not interested, the safer asking / selling will become. That's kind of it. I hope that it was a light bulb moment for you, and now I am going to ask you if you would leave a review, because I'm like one or two away from having reviews when people go to my site on iTunes. There you go. But you have the right to say no. But if you do say yes, it'd be great if you did it. Boom.